Amid shutdown and communication blackout, people of Kashmir these days eagerly sit around their TV sets, switching from one channel to another, waiting for some positive news regarding Kashmir's situation.
For the last 51 days, we have registered our protest in a very peaceful manner to make India understand and the world community understand that we want to live with peace, prosperity, and we want to live, have our identity intact.
Unlike past, this time people of Kashmir have shown their anger by closing their businesses, shops, educational institutions in the hope of a response from the international community. Although Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has acted as the whistleblower since India abrogated Kashmir of its special status in August, the international community has remained by and large unmoved. However, people of the region now pin hopes on the upcoming United Nations General Assembly session to be held on 27th of September.
They must put aside the economic interests and put pressure on India and Pakistan to resolve the crisis. People of Kashmir look up to the world community one last time, and if the world fails this time, the generations will have to pay the price.
The standstill in Kashmir has entered its seventh week and many countries have offered mediation to de-escalate tensions. India has called the abrogation of Article 370 of disputed Kashmir an internal matter, something that Pakistan disagrees with.
Confrontation is there, escalation is there, borders are hot, which is not in the interest of either of the countries. Both are nuclear armed states, and it's something which is very dangerous. If, God forbid, this kind of a conflict will arise between the two countries, it will be disastrous.
The United Nations Security Council had passed a resolution in January 1948 that offered to assist the resolution of the Kashmir dispute between India and Pakistan. Later, the two countries agreed to resolve the matter bilaterally. However, India's recent move of stripping Kashmir's special status has once again brought the issue to a limelight, and many see it as a trigger to a potential nuclear war between the two rivals. In the absence of international pressure to resolve the world's longest pending dispute, the matter has worsened over the years. War-weary people of Kashmir are waiting for international assistance before the two countries indulge in full-blown military altercation. Shahana Bhatt, Press TV, Indian Administered Kashmir.